you get interested in guns?
Been doing it ever since I way back when I was a kid. And to shoot the high-powered rifles costs a lot of money if you got to buy the ammo. And you can shoot it for about one-third if you reload them yourself.
Are there any restrictions on, where exactly do you buy the material to reload the shell?
Any federal firearms dealer that carries this stuff. You can buy it from all over the country if you have a federal firearms
license. Can you buy it here in Alexandria?
Yep. An individual can buy it within their own state to load for himself.
You can buy it from, say, Georgia?
Yeah, I can. I have two federal firearm licenses. So I can order anything from any of the 48 states. Now you can go down here. No, you can't because you're not old enough. Or an individual 21 years old can go down here and buy shot primers, bullets, cases. Right down the street here, there's a place called Security Sporting Goods.
Can you buy, I know you can
where is Selma, Alabama? That's right, you're not from Alabama. Selma, Alabama, I've gotten stuff from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile, I've got all this stuff from there. New York, Connecticut, St. Louis, Kansas, California, Texas.
I know you can own just about any gun as long as you have a license for it. Just hard getting licenses for some guns.
It depends what state you're in. Louisiana, the only thing you've got to have a license for in certain parishes is a machine gun. It has to be registered.
Do you own a machine gun?
No.
You just not have any interest in it?
Don't need one. Don't have no use for it.
What about the really high-powered rifles that
you
use in Vietnam?
M16s and M14s.
Are they legal to own around here?
Yeah. As long as they're not fully automatic.
Why do they have the restriction of automatic,
It's just a federal regulation. Somebody thought of, didn't want you and I to have a fully automatic.
You own those guns, M16s?
No, I had no use for them. I've got the 03s and the Libra Actions, revolvers.
Something that a child would play on, you take a board and fix it over a plank and it would go up and down like that. Call that a
seesaw.
Okay. Any other
name? You ever play seesaw?
Huh?
Do you ever play seesaw?
When I was a kid. Do you ever hear any other names for seesaw?
No.
And something you take a board and fix it on a plank and spin around and around?
I don't ever remember seeing anybody do that as a toy.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like a homemade merry-go-round.
Oh, you're talking about one of these one-plank deals, one-plank merry-go-round. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay.
We never had none of that stuff around home, but I've seen them.
What about taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would get up in the middle and jump up and down? You call that a...
I've never seen one.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
And then it runs from the stove to the chimney. It's called a...
From the stove to the chimney?
Mm-hmm.
Stovepipe.
And the thing you carry coal in.
I guess it's a coal bucket, because we never have coal around here.